Hey guys, it's CJ. So thank you very much for subscribing to our Patreon. It means a lot to all of us. So I've got a funny story. This is the extra trimmings from 196th episode of Daybuzz. And Vera and I recorded it as a separate track and I forgot to press record. And turns out you can hear me in the background of the recording, but it does sound like I'm a tiny bit distant. I've gone through and fixed it up a little bit, but it might sound a little different. So I'm sorry about that. Again, thank you very much for your patronage. It means a lot to all of us, and sending well wishes to anyone that's in lockdown or having a hard time at the moment. Enjoy our conversation about Paul and his Eat, Pray, Love vibe.
Special Patreon trimming for 2021, first one, CJ. It's a good one for you.
It is the best one because Paul is there and he's having feelings.
What a breath of fresh air. It's a shame I can't say this on the main pod, but I love positive Paul.
Yeah.
He makes my heart sing.
He's wonderful. And as Aaron mentions in the pod, you forget how amazing he is as a person. When he's being a
scenic
Tuesday.
Aaron sent him off to New York to get him, just to get him out of their faces.
He says to Paul, look, it was me. I did
it. Of course, oh, sweet summer child. I saw through that the moment I landed.
The moment I got on business class. I got away from you and your baby drama. I was happy.
Yeah. He may as well have gone to Hawaii. He looked super relaxed.
Yeah. He has been on some sort of like happiness retreat, really.
Also, probably a few rounds of chess, good for mindfulness and zen.
Jimmy's smart. He probably counts cards.
Yeah.
Probably goes up to Jersey. Yes, I reckon that he was in a lovely hotel room because he probably didn't want to stay at their shitty apartment.
Nah, no
a
way.
Lovely hotel room, snuggled up by a fire, having like cocoa and playing chess with Jimmy, like you said. It would have been a lovely...
Yeah. So he lands, fresh as a daisy. I reckon he landed late the night before and then had a shower and got up and said, right, let's have breakfast with the boys.
I mean, he would have come in on Qantas, so no. He would have arrived at like 6 a.m. Or he came in 2 weeks ago on quarantine in Sydney.
Yeah. 6 a.m., shower, Harold's for coffee, let's go, get the boys in. They come in, he's like, oh, were we mad at each other? Don't worry about it. Fine. Let's have lunch. Again, jet lagged. 2 meals out in the day. Don't worry about it. Let's go get Nicolette. I'm yawning. It's very late in the evening. Baby Dr. Carl's going to wake up soon.
Nicolette is in meltdown territory because she's just got like an angry letter from... Look, I got an angry text from my energy provider today. And I wasn't very worried about it. It wasn't 25 grand though, but...
50. He wants 50 out of her.
So Paul has come back, new attitude on life. We can't wait to see what happens because he mentions, what is it? He says it to Roxy and I loved it. Basically, the sentiment is keep your enemies closer.
I love those two together.
Yes.
Two little sneaks. And I like that she saw through it. Tarage could see through it, but she just doesn't give a fuck. She's like, mate, I'm trying to get this uniform business put through before the new year. If you're going to be nice this week, that's fine.
Tarage is going to read like, I've got a book, I haven't cracked the cover, called Getting Things Done. Therese is going to read that book over summer because she's got a lot of things on
her
to-do list. She doesn't have a quadrant. She doesn't know how to... So, you know.
So Paul's theory is Nicolette is such a screw-up that all I have to do is sit back and wait for her to mess up on her own.
And you know what? He's right.
Yeah. I thought for a minute that maybe Tim Collins had leaked like a sieve to Paul because he's Nicolette's lawyer. And I thought maybe he just texted Paul going, you wouldn't believe the case I just landed. But I think Paul's just, reading the cards on this one.
I think while Tim is shonky, he would also keep client privilege better than
he. Because he's not a two-bit operation. He knows what he's doing.
But, I think Paul's right. She's going to, I'm happy. This is a safe place I could say this. The sentiment I don't like, Paul, is you're saying... She's going to screw up and we're talking about a human because there's a baby.
Yeah.
That whose feelings Nicolette is going to play with.
Aww.
And when she screws up, it's going to impact his new grandchild. So I don't like that sentiment.
But she's now, do you think she's going to connect the dots and go to Granddad Paul for the cashola.
Yes, because he said he was talking about Jane and how Jane would give you like the shirt off her back.
Mm.
It wouldn't hurt a fly. He loves Jane. Loves Jane. We all know that.
And he was very intrigued by the jive ship. He didn't see that coming, did he?
He did not. And he's like, Des is in town. What?
It's like, I have missed something. Get on socials, Paul.
Yeah, but he's also like, it doesn't matter to me. I don't go on Instagram.
No.
Better for my mental health. but anyway, she looks at Paul and she looks at the letter of demand. And she obviously, the dots are
present. Yeah.
And, you know, that's all she needs to do. She just needs to get Paul to pay for the money.
But you know what she should say is that there's some health issue for the baby and she needs money for that. That'll get him. That'll get him in the ticker. Oh,
100%. But she should just say, I'm very stressed.
I need to go to the Motelness Centre for a couple of months.